Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Business of Golf right now takes us out to one of our favorite places, Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. And we talk now to the Director of Golf Instruction, John Cuoso, proud alum of Boise State. He's a Bronco, has worked his way through golf courses. He's been out at Astoria Golf and Country Club, the Teacher of the Year for the Oregon PGA in 2010, Golf Professional of the Year in 2018, and we are pleased to have him joining us now. Good morning. Conditions should be great for all the fathers out there at Pumpkin. You guys are getting ready, though, for a big event. You guys are hosting the 114th Oregon Amateur out at Witch Hollow. I imagine the course is dialed in, maybe U.S. Open-type conditions.
Good morning, Jason. You know, the golf course is absolutely spectacular. We're kind of hoping that the early week forecast fizzles a bit because they're calling for a little bit of moisture. But, you know, ever since about the 1st of May when the weather turned, both golf courses out here have just been in spectacular condition, and we've had a lot of the people playing practice rounds this week, and they're raving about the conditions. So we're ready to go from a golf course standpoint, and hopefully Mother Nature gives us some great competition weather.
Well, I think later in the week it might get a little rain here or there, so hopefully you won't have to put too much moisture on it yourselves before things get going. But everybody's watching LA Country Club and the U.S. Open this week, and while we're seeing the guys at the top of the leaderboard play amazing, we have seen a number. I mean, Justin Thomas shooting 81 or something, and if you are offline, all over the place. You got 3.5-inch deep Bermuda rough. You got Barranca. You got sand waste areas. So all sorts of trouble to get into. And I'm like, okay, the average golfer can relate more to this than they can hitting it on the green on a 300-yard par three. So as you're directing instruction, I know you got some development camps coming up. Practicing rescue shots to save a score and to save a round, maybe even as important as just your regular swings and putts. What are some of the tips and things that you start to work on with players that they can take with them depending on what sort of trouble they find themselves in?
That's a great question. My teaching philosophy with recreational golfers would be to get better from the hole backward. Meaning, you know, we want to be really good putters, good chippers and pitchers near the green, and then really hone in on your skills from 120 yards and in, so that when you drive it in trouble, whether it's in deep rough or in the trees or whatever, you don't have to look for the hero shot. You, if you have that, you know, good game from 120 yards and in, there's usually a way to advance the ball up the fairway into that, what I call the red zone, and then take it from there. I've had lots of conversations with lots of junior golfers that bogeys are okay. But doubles and triples and quads and tens and 11s, they're not so great. And they make your score add up really quickly. So, I think if people can, play a little bit smarter, generally at my ladies clinics, I like to talk about, now I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I talk about micro and macro economics, where micro has a very finite view of what's going on and macro is the big picture. I think you want to put your macroeconomic hat on when you're in trouble, look around and see what's presented to you. You know, the kids today will call it panoramic view from their iPhones. So I think if you look around, you'll always be able to find a window and just not try to advance the ball too far when you're in trouble. And, you know, I think that's the smartest way to play when you've driven it into some either deep rough or maybe even a fairway bunker or into the middle of the woods.
Director of golf, John Cuozzo, our guest here out of Pumpkin Ridge. So let's start with rough. We're seeing some of the rough on here. We saw Brooks, you know, you hit it sideways. You can't see his feet when he steps in there. It's up to his ankles. How do you assess one, you know, what the golf ball, you know, if a buried lie, how can you assess maybe where the golf ball is? And then what's a good rule of thumb based on how deep it is to what you might be able to do with it, how far you can advance it?
That's a great question. You know, the recreational golfer's got to do things a lot different than the tour player. The tour players, you know, today, especially today's tour players, they're world-class athletes that are extremely strong and have, you know, a lot of their work in the gym is not only to hit the ball farther and be able to recover quicker, but it's injury prevention. So those guys, you know, working in the gym so hard, their wrists and forearms and elbows and shoulders are, you know, maybe conditioned a little bit better than the rest of us. So they can gouge a little bit more. You do see, you know, this week at the U.S. Open that they're going in with a lot of loft, meaning they've got, you know, sand wedges and nine irons. They're not going in with a hybrid or a long iron to gouge it out. But my best rule of thumb for most recreational golfers is never try to hook a ball that's in the rough. You always want to try to hit a cut shot or a slice, if you will. Because when you're trying to hook the ball and it's deep or rough, you know, the grass wants to wrap itself around that hosel and shut the face down. And that's generally when they don't advance it much. So if you can get a lofted club in your hands, you know, and it doesn't have to be a wedge or a nine iron. It could be maybe a seven iron, but you've got a plan. You're only going to hit it. You're going to hit it a little bit shorter than you normally would, but you're going to want to have a slicing motion so that blade can slice through the grass and get the ball out of that deep stuff.
Now, my home course is out at Forest Hills in Cornelius, and so if you get off of the fairway, most likely you're going to be under a tree. A lot of trees out at Pumpkin Ridge, something in the northwest. So obviously, sometimes you might have line of sight back to the fairway or the green, but you've got to keep it low. So when you're wanting to hit something that's a low trajectory shot, whether it's with maybe a hybrid or an iron, what do you need to adjust in your normal setup and grip so that you can keep that trajectory low and not clip a branch, you know, 5 yards in front of you?
Again, you know, kind of back to the basis of how I look at, you know, when you're in trouble, don't try to advance it too far. But then in setup, you're going to move the ball back in your stance a bit. I like to tell people to grip down. A lot of times, you know, the closer you are to your work, the easier it is to do. So grip down. And I like a much firmer grip so that you can so you have a better control of the club face. And then it's, you know, make sure that at impact that the handle is slightly ahead of the club head, not getting behind the club head where you're going to add loft and the ball may want to shoot up. But, you know, the biggest thing is that you want a controlled swing with a controlled club face, and that will get the ball extracted from a bad lie. And, you know, with the handle just forward of the face, that will alter trajectory, hopefully low enough that you can get out from underneath the limbs and you're back in play.
And then around the greens, you know, we'll see, obviously, you know, bunker play. Some of these are deep, deep bunkers. So it's, you know, you got to go in there full swing and basically try to hit it straight up in the air. But we see this fluffy Bermuda grass. So if people are going other places, we don't see a lot of it here in the Northwest, but how do you assess maybe the different little chips around a green, what you're trying to accomplish and what should you be aiming at based on, you know, how the green complex is set up?
You know, most of those shots are situational, and we're extremely fortunate here in the Northwest that we don't have to deal with Bermuda, because it is a nasty grass to try to pitch and chip out of. I believe that, you know, here in the Northwest, we can get some thick, rough, but the ball doesn't generally plummet to the bottom where you can't even see it. So, you know, the best thing I think you can do out of Bermuda, especially near the green where you've got a lot of slope on those greens at LA Country Club, is you're going to have to play most of those shots like a bunker shot. So you're going to try to enter the grass, you know, a ball width or two behind the ball, and then keep the club head moving through the turf. If the club head gets stopped, then you lose control of the face, and, you know, then you're at the mercy of whatever the golf gods want to do to you. So I think that, again, like the shot from under the trees, we want the handle slightly forward, maybe open the club face, you know, and the how much we open the club face will depend on how far we're trying to hit the ball. I did watch a shot yesterday, and Rory McIlroy went right underneath one, and the ball never moved. The next one, he caught a little bit of ball, and, you know, he sent it 15, 18 feet past the hole. So, you know, there's no recipe for trying to get, you know, be really good out of that stuff, except for just go out and practice and experiment and, you know, try to generate shots that you feel comfortable hitting. But I recommend to everybody that, you know, you use your imagination when you're working on your short game. And at Forest Hills, here at Pumpkin Ridge, and all the Northwest golf courses, you can find some rough to practice out of and experiment. You know, I try to teach people to never hit a shot that you haven't practiced. So get out and experiment a little bit in the rough and see what you can do. You know, use a sand wedge, use different clubs to see which club's the best for you. And that's the simple recipe, is just to get out and give it a try.
And that's the best case. I know most of the courses in the area have some short practice areas where there's a bunker, there's some rough around a green, so should not be difficult. Sometimes they're tucked away and hidden. You might have to ask in the pro shop where it is. John Cuoso, our guest director of golf at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. I know you are working with Chuck DeSilva as well with some player development programs out there at Pumpkin Ridge. What do you guys have cooking this summer?
Well, Chuck is our new director of player development, and we're so happy to have him here. He's just been killing it with Operation 36. He's got all kinds of he's been very successful. We've got, I don't know, he must have 8 or 10 classes of gals playing in the Operation 36 classes. He's got some junior Operation 36 classes starting after the first week of July. So, you know, contact Chuck at cdesilva@pumpkinridge.com, and he'll respond and get you signed up for a player development class. And for those who aren't familiar with Operation 36, it's a fantastic program that teaches scoring, basically. The goal is to shoot 36 for 9 holes, and Operation 36 starts at 25 yards, and then you work your way back to 50, then 100, and so on and so forth. But your goal is to shoot 36 for that 9 holes. And then the program, the curriculum is all around in the beginning, that 25 yard scoring area. And then he has certain test days that you come out, and if you shoot your 36 or better, then you move back to a little longer yardage. The curriculum then changes a bit. And the thing I love about it, and what Chuck is so great at, is you see all the folks playing with a lot of different clubs, even from 25 yards. You see some putters, you see hybrids, you see fairway woods, you see 7s and 8 irons, and then you obviously see some wedge shots as well. But he's teaching people to have a very diverse portfolio from close to the green, which I think is absolutely awesome. And for those of you who don't know Chuck, maybe the nicest guy on the face of the earth. So just an outstanding guy, and I know everybody will have a lot of fun if they come out and see him for Operation 36.
No problem. You can find it at pumpkinridge.com is the website, and then you can find Chuck and the programs out there, as well as John Cuoso. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes for us. Have a great time with the 114th Oregon Amateur out there at Witch Hollow next week. We hope the weather cooperates for you, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, Jason, thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.